As the state considers a major change in the way it pays for health care, an early experiment along those lines is showing promising results. Eight hospitals and physicians groups working with the insurance giant Blue Cross Blue Shield have been trying out a system called Global Payments. They now have the results of their first year. And as WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports, they've met with some success.
The move to Global Payments is a big deal. Doctors and hospitals receive a yearly budget for all their Blue Cross patients instead of getting paid for every office visit, test, and procedure. The goal is to save money while providing better care. So let's look at how these providers did in their first year in three areas: cost, the quality of care, and patient satisfaction. We'll start with quality. Blue Cross says at least twice as many patients under a global payment got cancer screenings, regular checkups, and kept their diabetes or heart disease under control, as did patients in traditional plans. Doctors at Tufts Medical Center boosted their patient quality scores in part by creating a registry of patients with a chronic disease and assigning nurses to track who needed a test or an appointment. Jeff Lasker is CEO at the Tufts Physician Network.
The chronic disease registry has been highly effective in helping us identify the patients who are either in need of screenings or follow-up of chronic illnesses and other matters. So that's been very highly effective.
How about costs? Blue Cross has pledged that over 5 years, this move to global payments will cut rising healthcare costs in half. Instead of going up at roughly 10% a year, the increase would be 5%. So are these providers on track? Here's Blue Cross Senior Vice President Patrick Gilligan.
We can definitely say that they're saving money versus what we would have anticipated at the time.
Healthcare spending overall is down with the economy, but Gilligan says putting providers on a budget is also prompting them to be more efficient. Blue Cross highlights two small examples of changes that are saving money. The number of patients readmitted for complications after surgery is down, a savings of about $1.8 million.
Doctor's office, this is Sue. She's with a patient right now.
And the insurer says physicians at Brogdon Hospital saved $300,000 by reducing visits to the emergency room. Patients often go to an emergency room in the evening or on weekends when the doctor's office is closed. Marcia Goslin is a nurse in a Brogdon physician's office that is open for patients after hours.
Especially moms that need to come in to be seen for sore throats, aren't feeling good, and they don't have anyone to watch their children till their husband gets home. We have a lot of people who come in who are sick, vomiting, and will do IV hydration and take care of them just the way they would during the day.
But while patients are seeing more conveniences under global payments, they are also experiencing new limits on their choice of hospitals and specialists. To stay on budget, doctors try to keep patients in their network when they need to see a specialist or go to the hospital. Bob Weinstein, chief of family medicine at Signature Healthcare, the group that owns Brogdon Hospital, is frustrated that Blue Cross isn't explaining this to patients.
We are told that the patients are told they need to stay within our network. When patients call the insurance companies, typically they'll get a different instruction.
You can go anywhere.
You can go anywhere as long as Dr. Weinstein signs the referral. And that puts me in a very difficult position.
Weinstein says he can better coordinate care if a patient sees a colleague at Brogdon, and he doesn't like arguing with patients about where they can go or who they can see. Which brings us to the third test for these hospitals and doctors after 1 year on a global payment. What do patients think? Overall, patient satisfaction scores are no better than they were before. In response, hospitals are trying all kinds of things, including free valet parking and Wi-Fi in waiting rooms. The Mount Auburn-Cambridge Physicians Group has hired a hotel consulting firm to help doctors, nurses, and staff with the patient version of customer service. President of the Mount Auburn Group, Barbara Spivak, says doctors have to improve on every measure to make this global payment contract work because the budget gets smaller every year.
So each year it gets significantly harder, and at some point you won't be able to make it on the budget piece.
Blue Cross offers bonus payments for better patient quality and satisfaction scores. The company's CEO, Andrew Dreyfus, argues that global payments, with the commitment to improve quality while cutting costs, is rippling beyond the providers who've signed on.
That commitment alone has really influenced the whole market because it's gotten physicians and hospitals to think differently.
Dreyfus says the next steps for doctors and hospitals under global payments will be persuading patients that the best-known hospitals aren't the only places to get great care, helping patients with chronic conditions get healthier, and then looking at which doctors are doing the best job and following their example. For WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.